T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chris Hoke in studio with us. He's brought to you by the Solomon Auto Group. Chris, what was more impressive to you? The way New England came from 10 down in the fourth quarter to win, Brady and Amendola just lighting it up, or the Eagles, after a little bit of a slow start, giving up the opening touchdown, scoring 38 unanswered against Minnesota?
Well, I think they're both impressive, but if you're asking me which one the most impressive, I'd have to go with the way that Nick Foles played in the NFC Championship game against a very, very good Vikings defense. Nick Foles had the best game statistically of his career. Quarterback rating percentage, Pro Football Focus came out and said that he had the second best game of the season of any quarterback in that AFC, in the NFC Championship game.
Holy cow.
I mean, Nick Foles played out of his mind against
the Minnesota's very good got studs in all three levels of that defense.
They do. That defense, one of the stingiest defenses, if not the stingiest defense in the NFL. And for him to go out there and have three touchdown passes, no interceptions, over 342 yards. I mean, you're talking
long
about
pass plays too, bombs.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable game by him. Listen, and if he plays like that, it's going to be an unbelievable game.
If Gronkowski misses the game,
he won't miss the game.
No way.
No way.
He's still in concussion protocol.
But he's
Chris.
Practicing, isn't he? I think he practiced late late last week.
There's no way. There's no way that Gronk is going to.
If he suffers a setback, Chris? You don't think they're going to? You're making a face like they're going to make sure by hook or by crook he's going to be.
Gronkowski is going to play.
I was surprised he didn't come back into the AFC Championship game.
I was too. I was surprised with that one, but I just don't think that the biggest game of the year, one that possibly be there.
I saw this stat yesterday. I know they won the Super Bowl without him last year. Didn't play the second half of the season. They won. Brady's passer rating with Gronkowski is 106.9. Without him, it's 90.6. That's a
huge difference.
Significant drop. So I think it's well worthwhile to watch Gronkowski's development this week.
And I've been very outspoken about my feelings for Tom Brady, but I'll tell you what. Last week, 2 weeks ago, in the fourth quarter, when he brought the Patriots back with two Super Bowl drives, right, going to the Super Bowl, 14 points without Gronkowski, playing with all these guys are, to me, are just other guys. They're just another guy.
How about Amendola stepping up like he did those catches?
Amendola's a nice player.
He's a nice player, but he's not consistent.
Yeah.
Right? He's just another guy. I mean, and all these other guys in the NFL, they're just another guy. They can get up and have big games every once in a while. And Tom Brady took that team, put him on his back, and had 14 points, and they won the game.
Do you feel – okay, but just the hypothetical question, if Gronkowski doesn't play, who wins? Or if he's not himself.
How do you go against the Patriots? I mean, Paul, that's a tough question. I want to say
the
Eagles.
Didn't you pick Jacksonville to win?
I did pick Jacksonville to win. I really thought
gone against them once.
But then you look at it. They keep doing it. I mean, you keep watching these games. They keep finding a way to win. One reason or another, whether it's Al Riveron who upholds a call or overturns a call or whatever, they always find a way to win. Yeah. And last week they did it again. And you thought there's no way, even after Deion Lewis and Telvin Smith ripped that ball out of his hands.
That should have been a touchdown, by the way.
It should have been a touchdown. But even after that happened and they were still up by 10 points, I believe.
If they get that call right, Jacksonville wins because it's 17 points in the fourth quarter. New England's not coming back from that.
I mean, but it didn't happen, right? I mean, I'm just telling you, things happen and they still find a way to win. And it's just – so how do you go against these guys? How do you say they just aren't going to win?
How much longer do you think we're going to deal with this Belichick-Brady combination in New England? Do you think we're going to have to endure another 2, 3, 4 more years of it?
Well, if you believe the article that you read in ESPN a few weeks back that we discussed quite a bit, this could be it. But I can't see these two guys, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, who, if they stay together, have an opportunity to win another Super Bowl or two together, would blow this thing up. I just don't think that they're that dumb.
Brady's just showing no signs of running out of gas, is he?
No, and it's funny because, Cookie, he'll have a bad game.
He's 40 years old.
But that article brought up they felt like he was seeing ghosts more this year, They blamed him for the throw he made to Chris Hogan that got him injured.
Listen to this, Pony. The average quarterback rating in the NFL this year was 87%.
Okay.
Quarterback rating.
Yep.
Tom Brady, with pressure in his face, with blitzes coming up at him, 96.6%. Almost, but 10% better quarterback rating.
Is that pressure
rating.
Or against the blitz?
Pressure.
Okay.
Pressure. Okay. With pressure, 96.6. He's 10 points better than any quarterback in the NFL with pressure. And everybody's saying he's no good with pressure in his face.
Yeah, he's skittish. His mechanics go out of whack. He gets rid of the ball too fast.
Okay. Stats don't lie.
All right, we talk about Brady. What do you like about this Philadelphia team? That defense is really good, isn't it?
Yeah, and then here's the problem that they pose for Tom Brady. And you've seen when Tom Brady has struggled, it's when a team can get pressure on him without blitzing. The Steelers have struggled because the only way the Steelers can get pressure on Tom Brady is bringing more than four guys, five, six guys. They have four guys, six guys on the defensive line, so two guys on the bench who can get after the quarterback. Last week against the Vikings, they got pressure on Case Keenum over 50% of the time he dropped back to throw the ball. This season, they got after the quarterback and pressure on the quarterback throughout the whole year over 41% of the time. And Tom Brady, that's a lot. That's significant. And if they can just rush four guys like they've been doing and get pressure like that on Tom Brady and drop seven, it could be a long day for Tom Brady.
So what's a number you shoot for? If you're the defense, if you're Philadelphia in this game, I know you guys would always look at like 17 as the number that you'd circle. Keep them under 17 points. What do you think's reasonable for this game if you're the Philly defense?
I think that...
Keep them under 30?
Well, I cook Pony. I just don't think that there is a point because the Patriots are going to do whatever it takes to win and keep this thing close. It's not going to be a blowout in my mind. It's going to be close. So they've got to limit their touches. They've got to get ball away from the Patriots and turn the ball over. But I think the biggest thing is for Nick Foles to not turn the ball over and try to try not to let Tom Brady have that ball.
Only thing I'll say back to that, Chris, is Bortles did that last game.
In the first half.
But he didn't turn the ball over, though.
But yeah.
And they had not lost a game this year when
exactly.
He didn't turn the ball over.
Yep.
So, you know, they had more of an aggressive game plan in the first half. They scored points. But he did what, you know, if you're putting together a recipe for an upset, Bortles couldn't turn the ball over, and he didn't.
Yeah, I mean, so, Bortles in the first half, I mean, they were so creative with their game plan and with their play calling in the first half, right? They had the Patriots on their heels. And then you get in the second half, and they're playing, instead of playing to win, they're playing not to lose. And they start, hand the ball off to Fournette up the middle, hand the ball to Fournette up the middle. There was no creativity. There was no aggressive nature to their play calling anymore. You can't do that against the New England Patriots. You've got to keep your foot on the gas pedal until the whistle blows.
I don't know if Bortles can make enough plays. I don't think he would have made enough plays with that.
Well, if you're asking him of the whole third quarter and part of the fourth quarter saying, hey, just go out there and manage the game.
Right.
We don't want to lose. And all of a sudden, oh, you got to crank it up now, Blake. You got to go out there and you got to drive us down and win.
Not easy to do.
Not easy to do.
That's true. I agree with that.
Not easy to do.
I don't think they can just ask Foles to orchestrate a conservative offense and expect to win this game. I think he's got to throw like three touchdown passes.
I think he's got to
have a big game.
They got to employ the same game plan they played last week against the Vikings. They've got to be aggressive like that. And I like that.
What do you see in New England's defense? Has it come a long way? Do you think that there are still major holes?
There are major holes in that defense. I think you can still get after them. I know that Bill Belichick is going to work with the defensive coordinator and the defensive staff to put together a great game plan. But there are going to be holes in that defense just because they don't have the personnel. It's just a matter of...
Where do you think they're more vulnerable, against the run or against the pass?
I think they're more vulnerable against the pass. I really do. I really think
because
that
no pressure? They don't put pressure?
They don't have guys that can consistently put the pressure on the quarterback right now. I mean, James Harrison will give it to you here and there, but they don't have a guy. They don't have a front like the Philadelphia Eagles. They don't have guys that can do that.
All right, we're going to take a break. We got a Hagman update coming. One more segment with Chris Hoke next, and you don't want to miss it. We're cooking Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.